quiero muy agua. ¿Qué onda hicimos con eso? Yeah, absolutely. Ai, he. He kaupapa haka hira mō tātou o Ngāti Manu. It was such a great day to just celebrate us and what's gone on in the past and what our future might look like. Fabulous day.
Kia ora. And just for some people who aren't too sure about Te Rā o Pōmari, can you talk to us a little bit about it?
Ai, ka pai. So as most of our listeners are aware, that not all the rangatira sign their tiriti or waitangi on the 6th of February at Waitangi, but some of our rangatira, like many of us, need to have a think about things and they need to process it in their own mind, need to go home and talk to their whānau and their apu and their marae people. And so that's what our tupuna did. He had some other mates. He had Te Tīrerau from Te Parawhau, the Whangarei area, Tangatarorea area, and Kawiti from Ngāti Hine. And they were good mates, and they were thinking about what this might look like for them. That's all part of it. So he was ready to sign it by on the 17th of February in 1840, because he talked to all his peeps and his whānau and his wahine, and he said, yep, we're all good with that. And so he met on board one of the Pākehā sailing vessels that was on our awa tapu, our awa o taumārere, and signed it aboard that sailing ship on that day. And from here on in, it's history. Aye.
Tēnā koe. I spoke with the chair of Karetu Marae Community, and she was speaking about how through some of the treaty research, the rangahau for that, you were able to learn more about Pōmari, things that you might not have known previously. And so I wanted to kind of flip over to that first Te Tiriti Mandate strategy hui that you also had on Saturday. Can you talk to us about, what can you share with us about that strategy and why that's exciting?
Ai, kia ora moiawa, and it's really important in terms of us, because, as Ngāti Manu, we are homeless hapū, really, because what happened to our tupuna and back in that times was that he had the strategic stronghold of our pā, Otuihu. So and he was quite an entrepreneur and had anchorage fees, and we were doing well. We were really up there, and had no worries about who we were, and that we were a rich hapū in many ways, and not just monetary, but just in the ways we were. And just overnight, that all changed, and they took the taxes off us, and we became really poor. And in that time, there was also a whole lot of squabbling with amongst the rangatira and positioning and all those sorts of things, which was important of the day. So there was about to be another big whawhai and pakanga. So our tupuna, being the person he is and quite a peacemaker, decided to go on to the big sailing ship, the Brind, and talk to Captain Hume on there. And he took his daughter Iritana to talk to go in peace and to talk about how they could create some peace in terms of working with the other rangatira of the day, so they wouldn't have the big whawhai. He waved his white flag to say he came in peace. They got him on board and they chained him. They didn't. They chained him to the mast of the sailing ship, and they took him to Auckland. They tied him up in chains, was on the mast, and then they took him to Auckland to Mount Eden Prison, where he was there for 18 days until he signed all the papers to give all our lands away. And so, like, on Saturday, it was a big hui in terms of also our strategy about negotiating the redress, about what that meant to us as a hapū, because we're claiming that all back. So we're the only large natural grouping in the whole of Ngāpuhi, 110 hapū, and there are another three hapū that are with us in our grouping, and we're called Te Whakaaetanga, the agreement. We made an agreement as an alliance to work together to progress our claims about the injustices done to us, about our lands being stolen. So on Saturday we meet as a hapū to talk about what that might look like and who would be the group that would take us forward to begin the negotiations with the Crown.
Che, tēnā koe. And I was there, and although these stories can bring up a lot of mamae as people look back at the injustice of it all, and actually many words that's more than injustice, but what I saw were people were hopeful, people were excited. And so from that hui, did you get that sense, and do you feel like people excited about moving forward with this strategy?
We get a great sense of, you know, firstly I wanted that mihi to you and all our other rangatahi that were there. The whare was full of rangatahi, and that's our hope, and, you know, you're our future. So we were buoyant just with the amount of young people that came to hear the kōrero. And so that gave us hope, firstly, before even thinking about do people want to want us, the whakaaetanga rōpū, to progress our negotiations on our behalf. And we did, because we didn't want people to make their minds up, like our rangatira, poor Māori. We didn't want them to just hear the kōrero and say yes or no, you guys can do this on our behalf. We wanted to just give the kōrero the history and where we're at today and the solutions, and let you think about it, and then bring you all back to the whare in April, and we can make one big decision. Because one of the big tikanga for us, and it's a tikanga tāwhito, o Ngāti Manu, is Mā Te Whare e Kōrero. So on the 27th of April, everyone will come home again, he hui kanohi kitea, and we'll decide together. But in saying that, I know there were some whānau who said, oh no, we're happy to make the decision now. And we're saying, well, Taihua, you might be, and we're really pleased you want to make a decision. But we're letting all the other people just process the information and talk to their whānau that weren't able to make it, because we also have another series of other hui saying the same thing online and in Tāmaki, just to make sure that all our people hear the kōrero.
Tēnā koe. Well, thank you so much, Nanny Whiwi, for having a kōrero with me about Te Reo Pōmare, but also that hui, Te Tiriti Mandate Strategy hui that you also had at Karetu Marae on Saturday. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, moiawa and mō ngā kai haka rongo i tēnei. Ai, ai, nā reira. Ngā mihi ki a koutou kato. Kia ora. Hei kona.
Hei kona. There you have it. That's my nanny Whiwi Davis. She's a member of Te Tāhuhu o Ngāti Manu. And we spoke to her about Te Reo Pōmare, held on Saturday at Karetu Marae, as well as the Tiriti Mandate Strategy, which she also spoke about Te Whakaaetanga the agreement that was made on between not just Ngāti Manu but other iwi to push forward that claim, which there's so much details in that kōrero as well. But we'll no doubt hear more about that over the years to come, as we know that this is it's not a short journey, that's for sure. Ka pai coming up now, we've got Te Iho. I'm going to play a jam, and this is by Billie Jean and Asia. It's 44 minutes past 3. We'll catch up with you all shortly after this. We also have some CeeLo Green as well next.